instead, what happened to me is as I changed my diet, I actually began gaining weight. I'm like, that's wrong. Who eats fruits, vegetables, grains, and beans and gains weight? It wasn't fair. But my digestion, my system, my colon was so broken that that was one of the things that happened to me. As I got into Young Living and I started using things like Minturad and I started using oils and I started taking enzymes and then I started on this wonderful fat, a product called Parenzingtreo. And that's one of the ones I really want to focus on tonight. Because what happened is that peristalsis we were talking about, certain things that we eat, things that we do, they're in chemicals, they actually go through and they paralyze that process. I want you to understand there's a big difference. Because people get confused and they'll tell me, ah, I have bowel movements. You know, that's not the problem. I have bowel movements. But let me explain something. If you take a hose and you put something in one end and you just keep putting stuff in one end, you just keep pushing it in, eventually something's going to come out the other end. The hose was moving. Does that mean that you were absorbing? No. See, what's happening is inside your intestines, inside that wonderful system that we have, these are these tiny little hairs, or villi. And these villi are what actually take the nutrients out of the food, and then they take them into the bloodstream, and then the bloodstream takes them everywhere that the body needs, all the nutrients. And so your body sends a signal. Your body sends a signal, I need vitamin E. And you could go forth and eat the best quality supplement, vitamin E, food source that there is, the best of the best. And you eat it, and it goes into your stomach, and it goes through the process, and it gets into the intestines. And if you have encrusted fecal matter on the lining of the intestines and it's covering your villi, can your body absorb the vitamin E? It can't, because it can't get to the villi, because if it doesn't get there to the hairs, you will have zero absorption. So a little bit of time goes by, and what does your body still need? It still needs vitamin E. So what does it send a signal for? I need vitamin E, please. And it sends it again, and that's why when you see the habit, you sit down, you eat, and you could be eating really healthy. 45 minutes to an hour later, you're hungry. Why are you hungry? Well, one of the many processes that can kick in is starvation. What happens after just a really short period of time, we're talking just a couple of weeks, of your body sending a signal saying, I need vitamin, mineral, whatever it happens to be, and your body sends a request, you eat it, it can't absorb it because there's encrusted fecal matter in the way, and your body says, oh, I get it. There's a famine. There's a drought in the land. We don't have what we need. We better do what? We better conserve energy. And you know how it conserves energy? It slows down the metabolism. And it says, well, we just got to be able to push out for the long haul. So now every bite, every morsel, everything you put in, we're going to have to hold on to because we don't know when we're going to start getting the nutrients we need. And some of us are living in a constant state of actual starvation because the body can't get what it's requesting. Now, our bodies are made wonderful, and it will figure out a way to continue, to get by, to survive. But what happens is a side effect. When we're not actually absorbing the nutrients because we can't get them into the bloodstream, what happens is your body just starts getting tired. You don't have the same energy you had. Your memory, your focus begins to go down. Your body starts to get aches and pains, to get sore. Because what is inflammation again? Inflammation is your body saying, hey, I need asking for specific nutrients. But because the body doesn't have a store of them anymore, because you've got encrusted fecal matter and nothing can get to the hairs, your body's starting. That's what's happening. So one of the first things that you can do to begin helping your body is to work on your digestion, work on absorption, work on the areas that are missing. One of the first things you've got to do is increase your water. Good, clean, pure water. You've got to be getting water in your body. And, I mean, you need to be getting a lot of water. You need to be getting half your body weight, ounces of water every single day. Every single day, just to be able to get by. When you think about it, it's kind of like you have a plum and you have a raisin. And what's the difference between the two? Plum and a raisin. Nice! You have a plum and you have a prune. And what's the difference between the two? Hydration. Exactly. It's the amount of liquid in the plum compared to how there is no liquid in the prune. And that's what happens as we age. When there's not enough liquid, we literally begin shrinking. The cells begin shrinking. Our bones shrink up. I mean, think of a person in their 20s and that same person in their 80s. They're shorter. They're smaller. They have really begun to shrink down. So we need to stay hydrated. We need to. That's a part of digestion. It keeps our colon going. It keeps our liver functioning. It keeps our stomach going. It keeps the brain thought process. I mean, so many things. Hydration, that's your first thing. Now, the second thing, you got to have enzymes. We are so nutritionally different. Enzymes. If that's the only thing you take away is water and enzymes, and you say, today, I'm going to start drinking my water, and I'm going to start using enzymes, your life will be radically and dramatically changed. Because there are so many different functions that happen. And one of the big things is, without enzymes, your body can't break down the food into smaller particles so the blood can be able to absorb it. So even if you go through and you clean out the encrusted fecal matter, do you still need enzymes? Yeah, because if you don't, then the body can't take that food small enough into the particles it needs to be so the body can now absorb it. So there's all these undigested proteins floating around in the body, all these undigested foods, because the body can't get to it. We've got to take an enzyme supplement. Because what was supposed to happen, almost every food, everything in nature, came with enzymes. And even milk. Milk is a really easy one. So I hear people say all the time, oh, I'm lactose intolerant. So let me explain to you what happens. Milk has a sugar called lactase. Lactase has to be broken down. Milk has a sugar called lactose. And milk has to be broken down. The lactose has to be broken down by lactase. That's the enzyme that breaks down lactose. But what happens is enzymes, when we heat things up, kill it. And so what do we all do with our dairy now? We changed things a long time ago, and now all of the dairy that you buy, unless you're buying raw, the dairy that you buy has been superheated, and it's been what? Right, it's been pasteurized. And when they pasteurize it, they superheat it, and when they superheat it, they kill every enzyme that's in there. So then they go through and then they homogenize it, which makes it so it doesn't separate anymore, because God forbid we actually take out our milk and shake it. That's too much of a commitment from us. But so what has happened now is then we go and we eat the cheese and we drink the milk and we go, oh, my stomach's upset. I can't do that. And what it is you're not lactose intolerant. You're lactase deficient. Your body didn't have the enzyme it takes to break down the sugars that are in the milk. So it's a simple thing. If you take lactase, not that I'm saying go out and drink milk and cheese and stuff. That's so not what I'm saying. So don't go back and say this as Shannon said. That's as well I wouldn't be using it at all. But I want you to understand what's happening. And enzymes are important with that. And that cleansing trio that I started on, it comes with a broad-range enzyme called essential science. Essential science is giving you a nice, wide variety of enzymes to start with. It's a wonderful starting place. There's a lot of other enzymes you should be working with. Generally, we have several different enzymes. You can look those up. Go online, get some information on those. Go on the computer and see the different ones. You've got ones that help break down protein. You've got ones that help break down carbs. And yes, we have ones that help to break down fat. And keep this in mind. When it's breaking down the fat in the stomach is one thing, so it's not storing in the body. But when you take them without a meal, like the lipozyme, you take it without a meal, it's actually working on the fat that's stored in the body. So that one is lipozyme, so it'll be easy to want to look that up. Anyway, there's lots of information on enzymes. It's real important that you begin incorporating enzymes into your diet. Every time you eat, I don't care what you're eating, if you happen to just pick up an apple and eat it, unless you just went out to your tree and picked that apple, then you need to take some enzymes directly with that to give your body what it needs to break it down. It's common sense. We need the enzymes. Enzymes are important because what's happening is if we don't get digestive enzymes in our food, then your body is going to use other ways to try to break down the food, and it's going to mess up so many of the systems. Yeah. So the previous way, start taking enzymes. That's a part of the cleansing process. Now, the next thing that is in there is something called ICP. ICP is Intestinal Cleansing Program. That's what it stands for. It has flax seed. It's got all kinds of wonderful oil mixed right in it. It's going to clean you out. Now, I cannot tell you the number of times when I started to talk about it a few minutes ago, that people have said, oh, I have bowel movements. I'm good. Did you know that technically every time you eat, you should have a bowel movement? You know, something goes in, something should come out. That's the way it works. In and out. And when you first wake up in the morning, you should have a bowel movement. Everything that your body cleanses overnight should be able to just come out and be removed from the body. And if that's not happening, then your bowel system is not up like it's supposed to be. It's supposed to happen. And start making sure you're getting more and more movements and paying attention to what's going on. And start, if this is a new process, start starting it. You know, I ate. When was the bowel movement before? Because some people, you know, they go, oh, no, I have regular movements, and they're talking one a week. No, when you're sick, you've got this stuff putrefying and staying inside you, going rancid and rotting. Let me just put this out there real quick. If you leave meat on your counter, and you leave it sitting on your stuff on your counter, you get them clean. And you just leave it. what will happen a week and a half later, a week later, 7 days later, 5 days later even. You will start seeing bugs on that meat. Now, were the bugs in your house? Exactly. As things begin to rot and decay, bugs will come. And we happen to be the only country that thinks that we don't have a parasite problem. We are stabbing and sick. And it's one of the things we're going to talk about real quick at the end of class today. But keep that in mind. If that stuff is sitting in you for long periods of time, it's getting placed, getting home to bugs, parasites. Find it, all kinds of different things that just are not supposed to be part of our digestive system. And you can make a change in that. And ICP begins to go through and clean out all that encrusted fecal matter. I just never ceases to amaze me when I hear these commercials and they're like, 2-day colon cleanse. And you drink all this, you take all this, and in 2 days your colon's up and running like it's supposed to. Come on, be realistic. Did it take you 2 days to mess up your intestines? No, exactly. Your colon got in the shape that it was in because of years of mistreatment. It is not a short process. This is an ongoing process of cleansing. We got to get the intestines up and running. I mean, we're talking minimum, just our cleansing trio is a good 3 weeks. But I personally recommend that you do it longer than that. You know, try, fix it, see for yourself, see what's going on in your body, and start regulating your movements. When is it happening? Because your energy will start going up. When you start getting stuff out of your body quicker, your energy starts going up. Absorption begins. Because it doesn't take long. It does not take long when your body realizes it asks for nutrients, vitamin E. When you eat that vitamin E and it actually gets it, your body goes, wow, we got it. That's awesome. And it only takes a few times of that happening for your body to go, yes, the famine's over. And it starts cranking your own metabolism back up. And that's without doing a whole lot of other changes. That's just letting your body know, you know what, when you request nutrients, I can give them to you. High quality nutrients, we're going to absorb them, we're going to be better. So, you got your ICP and doing it. It scrapes out all that encrusted fecal matter. Remember, it's not just a quick job. If all you want to do is scrape it all out and move on, and you can go get that big container of white stuff. You know what I'm talking about. How many people are you going to the doctor and you've got some intestinal problems going on? The first thing you want to do is take the camera and shove it on up there and check out the situation, and they do. But what do they have you do first? Exactly. They have you drink that big old container of white stuff, and they glug it down. You drink it, and we got to move it. It goes, and everything's cleaned out. We go in, and we get the pictures taken, and the doctors look around, and they're like, yeah, see, there's no impressive fecal matter. Well, what did you think is going to happen? I want you, the next time you get one of those containers, before you drink it, I want you to look at it, because the ingredient listing is propylene glycol and usually absorbent acid. Usually something along those lines. But propylene glycol is the first ingredient. It always is. Usually there's just another one for flavoring. And I want you also to go to your automotive store, and I want you to go over to your antifreeze, and I want you to pick up that container, turn it around, and I want you to read it. Because it also does, coincidentally, propylene glycol. It is the same acid. It's the same ingredient. Is it any wonder? Now, what happens if your dog were to drink antifreeze? That's right. That is exactly right. You would die. But yet they have you glugging this down for this test. You're having problems with your whole internal system. And what do they have you do but drink this big container of antifreeze? My gosh, what is wrong with that system? It doesn't even make any sense. Now, of course, everything is scraped out. They can look around and get the good pictures and tell you all the problems that you have and maybe what's up. Right? That's a process. They start you on a prescription right then. That's the process. We just gave you some antifreeze, and now you need a drug, so let's see if it can fix the problem. And does that fix the problem? Well, typically you're back at the doctor a few months later, and the problem seems to be worse. It has anything to do with the fact that they give you antifreeze, but you go through this process, and you just can't get over it. Well, this is a different thought process. This is going and clean it out. Go through, and ICP begins also to repair the cracks, the fissures, the damage that has built up. It's powerful. Now, it partners with another one called Comfort Tone. And what Comfort Tone does is it blends a lot of different oils, a lot of different nutrients that go through and support the system, but it also helps to reinstate parasites. That's important. Yeah, because that's where the problem began. Because we didn't have the parasites going on, we didn't have the movement. So now when food comes in, that normal wave-like motion, every time we eat, it stimulates right at the tongue. As soon as we start eating, that process begins. So when you have an orange, down and eat apples, eat something, even small,
that wave-like motion begins when you tug or bend the body to get the normal respiration. Of course, you can't skip one. I mean, you need the enzymes. We need the RCC. We've got to clean that process out. We've got to work on it. And we need to do it for more than just a couple of days. It's not a two-day process. And for most people, when they start attending KO, you can go about your normal business. You don't have to stay home. You know, because your body, this is not one of those just dumb quick processes. This is a nice, slow process that fixes it long-term. It's a little bit different. And the other thing I want to talk about is we'll talk about parasites for a second. I don't get how here in the United States we think that we don't have a parasite problem. To me, we are so naive. We just, anything we're told, we just read, we believe, and if the doctor said it, like, five times, boy, that's good enough for me. It's ridiculous. Why would we be the only country that doesn't have parasites? We're not. We do have parasites, and we need to do things about it. And one of the things that you can add to your cleansing trio is a wonderful product called Parasite. Now, will it 100%, do we all 100% have parasites? No. Nobody has all of anything. I mean, there isn't 100% on anything. But is it going to hurt you? No. You can take it and you can just see what happens. You might as well try it, because what if? What if it made a difference? What if the reason why you have the headaches and the reason why you have all these different weird complaints, and you go to the doctor and go, I got this, and he instead gives you a prescription for each thing individually, like they're not related. What's the deal with that? Your body is going through a problem. What if it's just as simple as getting the intestines up and running like they're supposed to, take care of any fungus or bugs or anything else that happens to be there, and get it out of the way, and then let's see, what if that's all it was? Oh my gosh, it's such a simple way to go. And the other thing is we've got this wonderful, good flora that we're supposed to have in our intestines. It helps with the immune system. Without the good flora, I know a lot of people, they're familiar with Acidophilus. They're like, yeah, I smell yogurt. I'm good. I've got my good yogurt, and that takes care of all the problems that I have. Well, let me tell you, there's more than just Acidophilus that the body needs. There's a combination of things going on that your body needs. And we've got a wonderful product called Life 5. And Life 5 has... it's going to restore that balance to your, yeah, my mind just went right. That's a great way to do it. But it's going to start restoring balance to the flora that we're supposed to have, a wide variety of the flora. But if it's going for just one thing, it helps to build it up. And just one quick note on that, Life 5 needs to be taken at nighttime, right before bed, just like the bottle says. Most of us don't really pay attention to it. But when you get it, it is alive. It is alive. So, number one, it needs to be kept in the refrigerator. So when you get it, take it, put it in the refrigerator, and then before that, with no food in your stomach, go ahead and take that and just see what happens for you. It's a phenomenal combination that you can use. And then I know that this technically, I've got two more things I want to share with you. I'm trying not to go over time here. I want to share NutriRad. NutriRad is our nutrient infusion. It's a phenomenal thing. It is 50% will carry you. And most of it is a very high antioxidant, high minerals, high protein, it's one of those berries that has so many things going for it. There's lots of places you can go to do some research yourself on the nature of berries. On one of those, you can go to PubMed.com, PubMed.com. And it's got all kinds of information, studies that have been done, and there's also a wonderful book. You can also get this at Young and Wisdom. And it talks about the ninja wolf berry itself. It's the berry. It's not the drink, but it's just the berry. And it's all kinds of research and all kinds of things that the berry has been trying to do. But I'll tell you, one of the things that has been powerful for me is because ninja red, the combination of the juices that are in there, works with every single cell in the body. And it begins detox, and it begins cleansing, and it begins working with inflammation, all kinds of awesome things that I've got to personally. These are things that it's done for me. In addition to all the other stuff we've got going on, my body and the absorption rate is wonderful. My energy is phenomenal. And in addition to that, my arteries going to my going up my neck that were both over the 90%, I'm now both 100%. And I really attribute that to a couple of things. Ninja Rat, Omega Blue, Self-Design Super C. Those are the combination, but that Ninja Rat is such a phenomenal, just a partner in health. For me, no matter what issues you are going through, it's a great one to try. Will it work for everybody? I have no idea. had no idea what it would do. I'm just telling you what it did for me, and what if it did? What if it helped? And it's powerful. So if you're going to go through the work of cleansing your intestines and start giving your body some whole food nutrition, start drinking your Nutrilab, an ounce to 6 ounces a day, depending on how you come in. You know, and also how you feel. Maybe you take 2 ounces of Nutrilab in the morning, drink it with 2 ounces of water. I personally like to also add to that my mineral essence. I will never be without mineral essence and Nutrilab. Right? You know, people drink their cup of coffee to get that wonderful energy and that boost and their focus and everything. I do my Nutrilab with my mineral essence right in it. I love the taste. I crave it. I take that 3 times a day, 2 ounces of Nutrilab, and it's 2 ounces of good pure water. And I add to that my 5 half droppers of mineral essence. It is just a phenomenal, phenomenal combination. And it starts getting back to your electrolytes. It's got all your minerals in it. It's got 60 different minerals that are mixed in there that our body is needing. I mean, we have been mineral deficient for a very, very long time. And we've got to get those guys in there. Now, everything I shared tonight, every single thing, all that information is because that essential oil that's referenced is a great resource. You've got to start researching yourself. And again, everything you learn tonight, every single thing, I guarantee the majority of it did not know before you take the test. As a decency, to share this information with other people. Do you think that we've got problems in our colon? Exactly. We all do. Exactly. It's a common person, and we can begin making changes, not only in our own life, but in the lives of those that we love, the people that we care about, to have the decency to share it with other people. Now, as I said in the beginning of the class, one of the things that had turned me off, and one of the reasons I didn't want to hear about Young Living when Sherry first started talking to me, is because it was a networking company. And as you can see, our class is almost done tonight, and I haven't even mentioned that part. So for those of you that were nervous, it's coming. Just kidding. I do want to tell you, I didn't get in for that part. But as my life changed, I mean, in that moment when everything changed for me, the excitement was huge. And I went out that first week, and I shared with a couple of people. We were in for 2 weeks in that first month, and I signed up my 4 closest friends. And they signed up. They got their stuff, and they're all playing with their oils. We're all just excited about it. And the next month, I got a check. And, whoo, nice. Just a couple $100. I'm like, yes. And I bought some more oil. That's all it meant to me. I was not like, woohoo, big money. That had nothing to do with it. And that month I went out, and again, I shared with about 4 of my friends, just people I was already friends with, and they signed up. And the next month, my test was huge. I was shocked at the size of my test. Absolutely. And I had no idea what happened. And what happens is Young Living pays upfront money, very, very big upfront money, because they know that oils, unlike anything else, people have detox. It's not common knowledge. I mean, everybody knows what to do with any like a painkiller. You may go to the store, you buy a bottle, you open the bottle, you take it with water, and it manages to just go to where it has to go in the house. Hey, you all know how to do that. But people don't know how to do the oils. So the reason why I'm going to get that big payout in the first couple of months is because they know that somebody has to be training that person how to do it. And you want to compensate us and reward us for it. Now, the thing is, in the economy and the way things are today, you know, sitting here in this room, you absolutely know that it would make a difference for you to have a little bit of extra income. So the fact that you're going to share, you're going to tell other people how to do that. So as long as you're going to share, you're already going to tell other people, why not stick around? We have about a 15-minute break that we have, and then you come back and you have a purpose and abundance class. That class lasts about 30 minutes. And we'll go over and show you where the money is and how you can learn to stay in close with Young Living, not only for your health and wellness, but also as a part of your purpose and abundance. As you know as well as I do, having money, it makes us sick. It causes stress, it causes frustration, and we have an answer to that as well. So we're going to take a break here in about, and we're going to take 15 minutes, and we'll come back. I implore you to stay at least once. See where the money's made. See what the options are. Now, there's 3 different ways, actually 4 different ways that you can get started with Young Living tonight. You can get started with our Everyday Oil Kit. You can get started with our Thieves Kit. You can get started with our Ninja Red Kit. And we have a Core kit that you can get started with as well. All 4 of them come with a membership. We have basically a one-time lifetime membership fee. It is $35. It comes with a bottle of peppermint, a bottle of lavender, 3 samples, all kinds of paperwork, and a coupon. Oh, don't forget to use your coupon. There's a coupon for 50% off of a diffuser. And considering our diffusers are about $100,
That's a great deal. You want to definitely use that. So our Ninturetta is about $150 for four bottles. Our Everyday Oils, which is nine wonderful oils. I like to call it my first aid kit. And that one is $115. Our Thieves kit that we talked a little bit about, the Thieves products, that is $115. And we would just love to be able to help you out. If you look around the room, there's myself and anybody here in the Young Living shirts and be able to help you answer any questions. We can get you started, and I hope to see you at the Purpose and Abundance meeting. Thank you. Have a great night.